I was only 9 years old, a third-grade student from the city of Shenyang, China, when I knew my life was going to change. I tightly clutched my mother's hand, waiting at the Shenyang station for the train to take us to Beijing, my new home. My father would be waiting for me. For the previous 48 hours, my body had been racked by a high fever. Every bone in my body ached, and in my nightmares, monsters were chasing me. When the fever finally broke, my mother pronounced me fit enough to travel and helped me pack my suitcases. I had never been to Beijing, but I knew my life would soon be very different, harder, more challenging. I was already a gifted young pianist, but my father insisted I move to Beijing to advance my musical skills. Part of me was eager to go. Another part was incredibly sad. I would miss my friends, grandparents, and teachers in Shenyang. Most of all, I would miss my mother. Still holding my hand, my mother, Xu Lan, looked down at me with her big brown eyes and beautiful smile. I was trying to appear brave, but she had always been able to read my mind. "Do not feel lonely or afraid, Lang Lang," she told me. "You are a very special boy. Your music will always keep you company." In Shenyang, I had been playing the piano since before I was two, and many in my city considered me a prodigy. I had entered my first piano competition at age 5. Newspapers had written stories about me and published my photo. My father had long believed I was destined for greatness, and nothing would dissuade him. But nothing would be easy either. In China in 1991, a 9-year-old pianist had little hope for a career without attending the Beijing Conservatory and learning from the country's most accomplished teachers. This was my father's dream for me, and it had become mine as well. Admission to the conservatory was extremely competitive. Everyone had to play his or her best work for the judges. There were also written exams. I would be competing against 3,000 boys and girls my age from all over China. Only 15 in my grade would be chosen for the conservatory. And to win a financial scholarship, a necessity for my family, I would have to be in the top 8. The odds were against me. Since my father had quit his job to be with me, my family was poor and lacked influence in the world of music. My piano teacher since I was 4, a woman named Professor Zhu, did not have the power of teachers from bigger cities. To those at the conservatory, whose authority and power would determine my future, I was practically invisible. But my father, a clever man, had anticipated all this. To make up for our disadvantages, he had ordered me to practice with incredible discipline since I was 3 years old. He knew that one day I would be competing against the best and brightest in a country of more than 1 billion people. I had only my talent to fall back on. I had to be prepared. Now the moment of truth was near. Was I prepared enough for the conservatory judges? I knew my father would not tolerate failure. As the train pulled up on that gray, overcast morning, and my mother and I waited for the conductor's signal to board, my blood rushed through my ears. Could I really succeed in Beijing? What if I disappointed my father? My mother reached over with her handkerchief to dab my tears. "Your father will meet us at the train station. He has an apartment already picked out. And your piano will be waiting for you as well." "But I want you to live with us, Mother." I couldn't stop crying. "Lang Lang, I don't want to be separated from you either. But I need to stay at my job in Shenyang. I am our family's only breadwinner for now. Your father is sacrificing everything to get you into the conservatory. He must find you a new teacher in Beijing. There is much work to be done before the entrance exam." There was no arguing with my mother. Her mind was made up, even if her heart was divided. I saw a tear in her eye, and I wanted to wipe it away. She was to accompany me to Beijing, stay for a day or two until I was comfortable, and then return to Shenyang, where she worked as a telephone operator for China Science Institute, Shenyang Quarter. I would miss her cooking, her stories, and her tenderness. My father was my motivator and disciplinarian, but my mother was my emotional anchor. I wondered how I could survive in a strange city of 10 million people without her. "Time to go," she said softly, pulling me along. "A great adventure awaits you. I know it in my heart, Lang Lang." They named me Lang Lang. In Chinese, my given name Lang means brightness and sunshine, and my family name, Lang, means educated gentleman. Thanks to my parents for having given me such a wonderful name, I now had to live up to their expectations. I resisted for a moment, gazing back on the city of my birth. Shenyang was hardly a small city. It was the industrial capital of Northeast China, with 8 million people. But to a 9-year-old boy who knew only his neighborhood and his school, it was small indeed. I was flooded with memories and suddenly struck by what an incredible adventure my life had already been. Being a prodigy is a gift from the universe, a blessing bestowed on only a handful of people, my father had told me more than once. With that blessing come untold sacrifice and endless work, he added, along with the certain prospect of weathering many storms. How true that would prove to be.